It is Allison Curtis with you. It is Weekend Breakfast, and we have on Skype Darren Kennedy. How are you, Darren?
I'm very well, Allison. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm loving your work online. You've become very creative.
Oh, listen, you know, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like anything to keep myself sane, and if people enjoy it, all the better.
Absolutely. So I love, you're doing lots of things. There's a couple of things that you're doing that maybe is pretty watershed to do with cocktails, so we might move on from that. But it's all fine. It's all fine. But starting on Wednesdays, IGTV at 6 p.m., The Secret Life of Celeb Pets, which it just is excellent. Tell us more about this.
So this, The Secret Life of Celebrity Pets, was something that I was looking at for quite some time as a podcast. I had another idea and concept that I had worked up and piloted for a podcast. And it was something that I was really interested in, but I just kind of felt like that space is so saturated now. And if I was going to do something, that it really has to be something very different, and also something that really, really resonates with me. And it's like, if there's one thing I've learned throughout my life and career, is if you're going to do something, make sure it's something that you absolutely love and are interested in, because, you know, that's where the passion comes from, isn't it? It's that kind of fire. So, and then obviously lockdown happened. So I decided to tweak the format very, very slightly and make it an Instagram TV show. Now, it's also shared on YouTube. It's also shared on Facebook. And I am looking at creating it as using the audio as a podcast. But essentially, it's looking at the furry friends and the little critters that we share and we choose to share our homes and our lives with. And as someone, you know, I've grown up all my life with animals in our house, and I feel very lucky, because I was the type of child who, you know, would go and save all my pocket money and go to the pet shop and buy a turtle and bring it. And like, and my dad would have said, like, no more pets coming into this house. And I'd be like, Dad, I found this turtle on the side of the road coming home. What were the chances?
Just one more. You built an ark, Darren, an ark.
You know, it wasn't far off. He eventually drew the line when I started asking for a pet lamb, right? Now, I should also say, I grew up like in a semi-D in Santry in North Dublin. So if we'd have produced a pet lamb, and I even tried to tell him, Dad, it'll eat the grass, you won't have to cut the grass.
You don't have to worry about it. Oh my God. Well, Darren, I have to tell you, I have cousins in Canada, and they live in a pretty big house, right? And the mother is the culprit there. She's a midwife, and she would come home after delivering babies nonstop with animals that families felt they couldn't care for anymore. At one stage, they had 7 cats and 4 dogs. It was insane. But who have you spoken to in this series so far?
So season one is a series of 6, and so far we launched the, by the way, I don't know why I'm saying we, proverbial we. I launched it with the first episode with my good friend Laura Whitmore and her pooch Mick. So obviously it was recorded live on Zoom from her living room to mine in London and Dublin. So that's nice. And, you know, Laura's a good friend of mine, and Mick is a gorgeous dog who I get when I'm in London. So that was really, really nice. And I think the thing about it is, what you kind of get to see is obviously not only the celebrity and their pet in situ, and, you know, where the dog lives, and have a little snoop inside. You know, there's a little bit of behind the keyhole in it too. But I think people and celebrities and their animals, it's a very relaxed space. It's a very personal space, and it's a very intimate space. And I think the beauty of it is, I think personally that we revealed so much of our humanity in how we treat our animals.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. And you can see that in children as well. Like, you know, ones that are brought up to kind of respect all living things. It's lovely to see.
It really is lovely. And, you know, and also some of the stories are hilarious as well, you know, because our dogs get to see us in very intimate moments. And, you know, I'm always interested to know, you know, what things has your dog or your cat done to embarrass you? In Laura Whitmore's case, she said the most embarrassing thing was when her dog Mick cocked his leg on the lead singer of the Arctic Monkeys, which I thought was classic, very showbiz. And then I was like, what's the most embarrassing thing he's seen you do?
Yeah, exactly. See, the thing is, we can't control what they do.
Can't control what to do. And that's the beauty of it. And it's that kind of, it's that uncontrolled honesty that you get, particularly from a dog. It's not just dogs, though. We've had cats. So I also spoke to Vogue Williams. Now, she's got a dog. But then we had James Kavanagh and his cat, Diana, perhaps the ugliest cat in Ireland.
I know. Also. And she has a huge Instagram following. I always get annoyed when objects and animals have a bigger following than me. But he loves that cat.
No, and James, so James was this week's episode, and he is just hysterical. I mean, he's just so funny. He describes how one very hungover Saturday morning, he went down, I think, to Wexford and got the ferry to Wales, very, very hungover, and then arrived in Wales and was presented with this animal that he thought like Gollum, and he was like going, I'm not even sure if I want this cat. But it all worked out well, and in next week, we've got, in the next few weeks, I've got Trini Woodall.
Lovely.
Who people will know from Trini London and previously of What Not to Wear, and she's just brilliant. And Amy Huberman, who's got a new puppy, Phoebe.
Oh,
so we had a great chat. Actually, I recorded that on Thursday evening, and it's just brilliant. And Amy obviously is, you know, she's a great character.
Yeah.
She's so much fun. And hearing how her and Brian and the kids are faring with the arrival of Sadie, who by all accounts is peeing and pooping all over the place.
Puppies are a challenge. I think it's a great idea. So The Secret Life of Celeb Pets, and that's Wednesday, 6 p.m. IGTV. But in general, Darren, like we have all adapted, I think, pretty well. Like obviously everyone has waves of this during lockdown, and there's good days, there's bad days, and there's days you're fed up, and it's not all smooth sailing, obviously. But I do think in general, like we've become quite adaptable. I am going to become a hairdresser at the end of all of this. I've even cut my own, and I think it's passable. And I've got my daughters and my husband's and stuff. But what have you been doing to manage? I mean, obviously, you're working on lots of different things, but lockdown is a different time for everybody.
It is. And I think it shows, you know, it does show the great resilience of all of us, which is incredible. And I've always admired that as a trait in someone who is resilient. So, you know, you get knocked down, but you can always get back up. And for me, you know, I'm in lockdown on my own with Harry, my dog. And, you know, so even at that, it's kind of like the companionship of our animals, you know, has never been so magnified, to be honest. And, you know, you read all these surveys of like how much more time we're spending with our dogs or how much more we're walking them. And I think that's, you know, that's incredible. Funnily enough, Alison, like, I mean, I've been doing lots of things. I mean, obviously working on this project, The Secret Life of Celebrity Pets. I've been doing my cocktails, which you alluded to earlier on. I've been doing lots of dog walking and getting to know my neighbours that I didn't know so well before, which has been really, really enriching, I have to say.
Yeah, that's been an amazing side of it, for sure.
This week of all weeks, just to say, Alison, for some reason, has been probably the most emotional.
Yeah.
So what is it? We're 9 or 10 weeks in. And I think yesterday, obviously, was the fifth anniversary of the marriage equality referendum and just lots of things happening. I found it probably the most emotional of it all. But it's all good.
That would have been a day that, you know, we would have chosen to mark that anniversary together as a group. So definitely, I agree with you on that. And Darren, tell me as well, and I know we might have you on again to talk more about this closer to the time, but something that's going to air on BBC One mid-June, You Are What You Wear. So how is this going to come together, and tell us more about it?
Well, this is really exciting. So the beauty of this, and I think what we're really lucky, is I recorded this series in September.
Right.
So this is all in the can. It was edited and ready to go at the end of March. And then obviously the pandemic hit and we went into lockdown. So it's a new primetime BBC One show, which is very exciting. And I think the BBC took the very wise move to postpone transmission just to protect it, and obviously the timing wasn't right with what was going on. So it's a new fashion makeover format. Ryland, myself, and a couple of others, and it's all about positive vibes. It's like it's feeling good from the outside in how you wear, and it's about, you know, we basically meet people from all walks of life, all shapes and sizes and various abilities, who've been through, you know, some people are getting married, some people are coming through divorces, some people are, you know, you've really got the whole audience reflected. Yeah. And it's It's an emotional roller coaster, but it's a really uplifting show.
It sounds amazing. Yeah. So that's from mid-June, You Are What You Wear, BBC One. And yeah, well, sure, come on again if you want to and talk more about it.
I'll talk more about that. There's so much more I could tell you about that. Absolutely. We launch on the 11th, Thursday, the 11th of June at 8 p.m. after EastEnders.
Excellent. That's a good time. Darren, just give out all your handles for people to catch The Secret Life of Pets.
Sure. I guess on Instagram is the easiest one. It's at Darren Kennedy Official. If you follow me on Facebook, it's the same handle. You'll be able to find them all there. You're probably about to hear Harry bark in the background. He's just getting ready. It's like it's as if it's on cue. Let's see if he's going to give it the back. What are you doing?
Listen, Darren, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning. A pleasure to talk to you. Thank you, Darren. Bye.
Thanks, Alice. Bye. Pleasure's mine.
Bye. Bye.